Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 564. Personal Recreation of Ellen G. White. Planting a garden. I arose at 4:30 a.m. At 5 I was at work spading up ground and preparing to set out my flowers. I worked 1 hour alone, then Edith Ward and Ella May White united with me, and we planted our flowers. Then we set out 28 tomato plants, when the bell rang for morning prayers and breakfast. I think I have received no harm from my vigorous exercise, but feel better for the work done. Enjoying scenery in a park. The roads through the park are very well kept, and the scenery is lovely. I rode out every day, and I cannot find words to describe the beauty of what I saw. I enjoyed looking at the many different kinds of trees in the park, but most of all I enjoyed looking at the noble pine. There are medicinal properties in the fragrance of these trees. A trip through the mountains. I walked miles yesterday up the steep mountains, and I did not get to rest until past 11 o'clock. But this morning I am up at 5, bright and active. This trip among the mountains is doing much for my health. None of you were aware of my miserable state of health. I knew it would not make home better to complain when I left Battle Creek. Father is better, we are sure, but he has times of shortness of breath and faintness or giddiness. He is careful of his diet. One drawback here in Colorado is that there is no fruit in this country, only that which is imported. This is seldom fresh, and sells at very high prices. The pure air and freedom from care are advantages we gain. Mr. Walling is very earnest that we should go with him across the snowy mountain range to what is called the park, on the other side of the snowy range. There are ponds from which trout are taken, and these we should enjoy to live upon. We should have to ride on ponies over the mountains. Our provisions for 3 or 4 weeks would be taken in a wagon. All of us would have to ride on the ponies over the mountains while 2 horses would draw the provisions and blankets for lodging. When there, over the mountains, we are away from all settlements and must carry everything along that we need. Willie is perfectly enchanted with the idea, but we fear some it may be too hard for your father. Again, would the Lord be pleased for us to spend our time thus? These questions we carefully and prayerfully consider. If we do not go over the mountains tomorrow, we shall go through the mountains to Denver and next week be on our way to California. An incident in the mountains. We have very cool evenings and mornings upon the mountains. This morning we designed to go to Central City, Colorado, about 12 miles. We purposed to take dinner on the way by the roadside. As we were preparing to start, the horses were found missing. Yesterday eve 200 Indians passed through. 5 horses of Mr. Walling's were missing. Also his cow. It was thought the Indians might have stolen the horses. Mr. Walling threw off his coat, armed himself with 2 revolvers and a bowie knife, and in company with 1 of his men, started on horseback to find the horses. We were disappointed in not eating our dinner by the roadside. We enjoyed our simple meal, however, very well. About 2 o'clock Mr. Walling came back, having found his horses and cow. He had no occasion to use his firearms, for which we were thankful. We shall now go to Central in a short time, traveling in a rowboat. Brother Hansen took us in a rowboat to the King's of Norway, summer palace on this island, or peninsula where the Hansens lived. There are buildings in which the family of the King spent some time in summer. They overlook the lake, and it is a very beautiful location for its fine scenery. These grounds are kept in order, no one living in the tall mansion, but one has charge of the buildings. Here are treasured antiquities of kings. Many things are curious and ancient. There was a museum of old costumes of the kings. There were the bridal dresses of the queens, heavy, white satin, trimmed with silver and gold. The trail was several yards long, and in walking an attendant followed the queen, holding up the long trail of her dress. My mind was active while looking upon these things. I was considering that those who love God and keep his commandments are members of the royal family, and they shall be kings and priests unto God. Those who have the precious white robes of Christ's righteousness will have a wondrous garment purchased for them by the blood of Christ. Not far from this palace is a church hundreds of years old. It is in a retired spot in the borders of a grove of forest trees. It overlooks the lake, and it is a very beautiful location. These grounds are kept in order. Riding out in the country, I was weak as a child after bearing the plain testimony and felt unable to write. W. C. White saw my condition and he hired a team, and I rode out for the first time in 4 weeks. We rode several miles in the country, and were much pleased with the city grounds and forests that were open to the poor and to all who wished to go out in the country. These extensive grounds are reserved for the city that they may have places nearby to take their children. This is a blessing. We saw an old church Catholic in the forest of __. It is 600 years old. We went through it. Whoever was the designer, it seems like a relic of the dark ages in every sense of the word. Close by was an old log house, hundreds of years old, in which were treasured old-fashioned dishes, platters, and every kind of cooking utensil and every odd, homely, curious article. But we saw far greater beauty in the works of God and nature: the lofty trees, the waving grain, almost ready for the sickle, the hay ready for the scythe, the sweet-scented red and white clover that perfumed the air. There are bathhouses built close by the water, one arranged for men, the other for women. Many people resort here on Sunday. We saw men, women, and children with baskets and baby carriages with the precious little ones, all hurrying to get into the country, blessed country. Precious are the forests and groves to the poor, tried, weary ones who own no land of their own. Need for getting away from work. I see many subjects to write out which must be done with the greatest care. I want this summer, the whole of it, to do this work in. I must stop a day or two in the week and go somewhere, or my head will break down. I begrudge every moment that I feel compelled to rest. These intensely interesting subjects weary me far more to write them out than to speak upon them. Plans to buy a horse and carriage. I shall not go to any place to visit, only for my own good to have a change. I shall have to rest more, and I shall not go to any place if I can get along without it. I am now seeking to get a carriage, and if this horse is not so that we can drive him, I shall get one at once that we can drive. I shall ride every day after dinner. My health demands it. Rest after an enjoyable journey yesterday, Mary Clough felt like resting. So did we all last night. Willie and Mary enjoyed the journey very much, and especially the children. We are all right this morning, enjoying the scenery and the weather. This place where Brother Salisbury has located is rural indeed, and far more pleasant and beautiful than I or any one of us had anticipated. Directly we were viewing the scenery. In front of the house, south and north, the beautiful blue waters of the lake delight the eye. The air blowing from the lake is cool and invigorating. I think I shall enjoy my visit here very much. I mean to feel that this is the line of my duty. But it is a circumstance so entirely new with me to go to any place to rest and recuperate that I seem to feel almost conscience-stricken and inquire, am I in the way of the Lord? I expect to hold myself in readiness to obey the voice of God and do the bidding of the Lord. Enjoyment of riding in a trap conveyance. I am feeling much better than when I left Granville, New South Wales. I improve every opportunity to ride out in the boat or in the carriage. I have not hired the two-seated Russell wagon. I thought we would test the trap, and I enjoy riding in it fully as well as in the buggy. It jolts me about and tires me some, but this is an exercise that does not weary the brain.